Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. Thanks so much for joining us on this Sunday night. I'm Lindsay Davis. We begin tonight with breaking news, new developments in that moment of terror over Denver. Late today, the FAA ordering immediate or stepped up inspections of Boeing 777s after an engine exploded just after takeoff. Passengers on United Flight 328 described the terrifying minutes. The Boeing 777 with 241 people on board. The right engine of the plane in flames, part of that engine missing. Passengers say they thought they were going to die. Huge trunks of debris raining down on a neighborhood below. People on the ground running for cover. The NTSB now on the scene looking for answers. And at least one country overseas is grounding the fleet. ABC's Gio Benitez covers aviation for us and leads us off.
This was the terrifying sight at 13,000 feet. A 777's engine blown apart. The pilots immediately calling a mayday.
Mayday, mayday, aircraft just experienced a engine failure, need to turn immediately.
Now tonight we're seeing new images from inside United Flight 328 bound for Hawaii. Some of the 231 passengers on board now telling their story.
When I looked out the window, the engine was shaking really bad, and all of a sudden there was just a big boom, and the ring around the engine flew off.
The plane was shaking pretty hard for it, and it didn't stop.
On the ground, people watching in horror.
It's got a blown engine. Oh, no.
Hundreds of witnesses calling 911.
We got debris falling everywhere.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of calls.
Massive pieces of metal falling into neighborhoods below. This piece landing in Kirby Clemens' front lawn, crushing his truck.
We heard this crashing boom and then saw this big silver piece just roll right in front of the window here. When I stood up and actually got a look at it, I go, oh, no, that's the front of a jet engine off of an airplane.
People seen on camera running from falling debris. Not a single injury on the ground or on the plane. But tonight, questions over what went wrong.
Anytime we see this kind of failure with the kind of damage that you see in this video of the end to the engine, it's always suspected that one of those fan blades let loose. And now we see video that shows clearly that one of those fan blades right up in the front of the engine is broken off halfway up.
A person familiar with the situation telling ABC News, NTSB investigators will focus on what they call a possible uncontained engine failure, where pieces of the engine fly out, a rare occurrence we saw in 2018 with a Southwest flight. A passenger was killed when she was partially sucked out a window.
Such terrifying moments there. Gio Benitez joins us live now. Gio, what more can you tell us about those inspections?
Well, Lindsay, we know that that order requires immediate or stepped-up inspections of those Boeing 777s with that specific engine. We also know that Japan has decided to now ground them altogether. Lindsay.
Gio Benitez, our thanks to you. Tonight's other major story, the U.S. approaching another dreadful milestone. Nearly 500,000 American lives lost since the first reported death in this country just a little over a year ago. Half a million lives. That's more than the Americans who died in battle during World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. And the New York Times, with this poignant tribute on the front page today, nearly 500,000 dots, each one symbolic of a life lost. Here's ABC's Zorian Shaw.
Tonight, the nation on the brink of crossing that horrific milestone, half a million Americans killed by COVID-19 in just a year.
He provided the soundtrack to our lives.
Beloved middle school band teacher Alfredo Vaez dying at 60 years old. Gwen and Mike Albert together for over half a century. But over Christmas, they got the virus, saying their goodbyes to family over Zoom and passing away 8 days apart.
I was able to be with her and hold her hand as they turned off the ventilator. We did a Zoom call with my family.
COVID tearing so many families apart.
It's stunning when you look at the numbers.
That timeline of deaths charted by the New York Times, each of those tiny dots representing the 500,000 lives lost. You can see the staggering toll in just the last 3 months. Tonight, cases falling nationwide by 73% and hospital admissions dropping by nearly 55% since last month. But the variants threatening to spark a new surge. New York Today reporting its first case of the South Africa variant in a Long Island resident, and the vaccines may be less protective against it.
If, in fact, this becomes more dominant, we may have to get a version of the vaccine that is directed specifically against the South African isolate.
Fauci also warning Americans could be wearing masks into 2022, saying the nation's vaccine distribution should be back on track midweek after brutal weather delayed 6 million doses. Black and Latino communities bearing the brunt of the pandemic. And here in California, Governor Gavin Newsom today touring a new vaccination site in hard-hit Inglewood.
Why the focus on minority communities?
We got to be more transparent. We all have to be more accountable at all levels of government to actually deliver these vaccines, save lives.
But for so many, the vaccine just did not come soon enough. Vania Underwood, a wife and mother of six, a nurse who worked hard to fight the virus, only to die from it right before Christmas.
You would never think that it would hit so close to home. And at that time, you can't get no more closer to home than the queen of the house.
And Lindsay, FDA's advisory panel will have a public hearing about Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccination on Friday. If approved, we could see first shots into arms by March 1st. Lindsay?
Thanks, Irene. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to the humanitarian crisis unfolding in Texas and Mississippi. Millions are still without running water, and in other areas, it's not safe to drink it. Trucks are bringing in water for residents in Jackson, Mississippi, and in Houston, lines for drinking water and food. Late today, the city lifted its boil water alert, but thousands of customers remain without power. Reports are now coming in about people with sky-high electric bills, some for thousands of dollars. ABC's Trevor Ault is on the ground for us in Houston.
Tonight, 1 week after those devastating storms first hit Texas, reality is setting in.
We heard it like a psh, like it was just gushing. Yeah. That's when we noticed that was down.
All up here?
Yes.
Brianna Bolden showing us her grandmother's home in ruins, the pipes bursting under pressure from the freezing temperatures, leaving the ceiling collapsed and her grandmother heartbroken.
Like every time she walked in there, she'll look up and she'll just be like, And she'll just walk up in her room and close her door.
And as you see, no running water at all.
Tonight, Houston finally lifting their boil water orders, but problems still remain across Texas and beyond. Elwin Lopez is in hard-hit Mississippi.
Here in South Jackson, 70% of people are without running water. The city providing this 5,400-gallon tanker just to be able to provide people with water to flush their toilets.
Thank you.
And as more stories emerge of people freezing to death inside their homes, the family of 11-year-old Christian Pavone filing a $100 million lawsuit. The family believes the extreme cold contributed to his death. And many people who felt fortunate to have power and heat now receiving those astronomical electric bills. In Fort Worth, Ty Williams was charged $17,000.
So we were held hostage, really, with our rate that we were working with. It was really crazy.
They should not have to bear the responsibility of paying $1,000 a day, $2,000 a day.
And Senator Ted Cruz tweeting out these images of himself handing out water Saturday after getting in hot water this week for traveling to Cancun with his family. And communities are lifting each other up through this crisis. Knowing people like Brianna Bolden and her grandmother's home are worth fighting for.
It is worth saving. My papa really worked hard for this house.
And tonight, the governor of Texas has announced a moratorium on disconnecting someone's power if they don't pay their electric bill. There is some talk about possibly using money from the federal disaster declaration to pay off these inflated prices. Lindsay?
Some potential relief there, Trevor, our thanks to you. The space launch honoring one of NASA's trailblazers. The SS Katherine Johnson rocketed into orbit on Saturday. The work of Johnson, a black mathematician, was highlighted in the movie Hidden Figures. All of her number crunching helped John Glenn become the first American to orbit a planet. Yesterday's launch took place on the 59th anniversary of that historic mission and nearly 1 year after Johnson's death at 101 years old. And finally tonight, the first female class of Eagle Scouts. 1,000 young ladies from around the country honored in a virtual ceremony today. They have collectively earned 30,000 merit badges and provided an estimated 130,000 hours of community service, even during a pandemic, a major milestone in the Boy Scouts' 111-year-old history. Older girls were not admitted into the flagship scouting program until 2019. Girl power. Congratulations to that inaugural class taking their place in history.